Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Today's cattle futures market continued to get hit pretty hard. Feeder cattle were down about 3 to 350 across the board. May feeders front month here, 143.57. That was down $2.95 and about 40 cents off of their low of the day. Technically speaking, we've reached the lowest levels we have seen going back through 2019 and even a little bit further into about the first part of December. December 4th was the last time we were at these levels. So a little bit disappointing there. Live cattle were weak as well. We had the April down 237 at 124.40. We're going to start focusing more on the June contract here as the April winds down in the next couple of days. But June was down 295 at 115.40, closing near its low. And that also goes back to the lowest level since this contract about January 4th. It was 115.45 on the that was the low on the June. So right there at those levels. And then hogs were limit down today. We had a lack of export sales to China, and that was leaning on the hog futures and probably a large part of the reason why the cattle market sold off what it sold off. Box beef, on the other hand, at midday was a little bit higher, 63 higher in choice at 233.59.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring five fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
We had a mixed day for grain futures. They did bounce a little bit toward the end of the day. Corn was a half higher. I put December corn at 376 and a half. Beans were about two higher. Both of those contracts rallied slightly on a little bit wetter forecast over the next 2 weeks and the likelihood that planting delays are still ongoing. There has also been talk that the May 1st, the 10th time frame, that there's going to be a pretty good window, and that's still ahead of us, and looks like that could be a pretty good possibility. We also had exports this morning, which were right in the middle of the range for corn, beans, and wheat, and cotton. So nothing really too surprising there on the export forecast. And then overnight and early this morning, the International Grain Council increased the wheat production by about 3 million tons, now to 762 million tons for the whole the globe. Last year it was 735, so roughly 30 million tons more than where we were last year. The biggest increase was Russia, about 2.4 million increase in million tons in wheat production out of Russia. They increased corn production by 1 million to 1.125. Last year it was 1.118. And then bean production slightly lower at 361 million. A ton. So it looks like really favorable weather. I mean, I would say around the world in terms of wheat production is going to increase wheat production. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.